Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to Matrix Media. I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for taking the time and energy to listen. Today, I want to talk about the article initially released by Yahoo Sports about the subpoenas filed for President Trump and Vice President Pence by the legal team of Colin Kaepernick. This is in conjunction with the collusion case that he's already filed against the NFL, started in 2016 when he decided to take a knee during the national anthem. The silent protest just spread throughout the NFL like wildfire, and multiple players on multiple teams took up this protest, and it became this sign that more and more players felt the connection between themselves and the injustices that were just compounding against people of color in America by law enforcement. And so with this, why the subpoenas? Why would he want to take this battle to court? Well, though Colin Kaepernick opted out of his contract and is now a free agent, multiple teams that could definitely benefit from his services have passed over him because the owners are in fear of the retaliation from the president. They do not want to be on the business end of one of his tweets, one owner was quoted as saying. So this protest has created a fallout that is challenging what the NFL actually stands for. And the roar, basically, of his silent protest has forced so many others to voice their true feelings and opinions about why these men are protesting this song. Even the president has canceled the annual trip to the White House by the Super Bowl champions, citing that players are kneeling for the national anthem and the number of players that chose to make the trip. And look, the president and the vice president have both aired their grievances when it comes to this protest. Okay, the president decided not to go to a football game. The vice president decided to leave a football game, right? Stating that these men in their protest was unpatriotic and very un-American. Well, their connection, their influence on the NFL has forced it to change the rules. And now every player must stand for the national anthem, taking away this one silent piece, this one connection that the players are using to not only speak out against the injustices that were happening, but also remind people of their connection to it, to remind the people in power that there is no separation between the young men and women of color who are being gunned down in the street are no different from the players and the families that make up the players of the NFL. This is really a collision course between sports and politics, two arenas that should never connect, but they do because football is such a wholesome part of the American society that everyone gets involved. Everyone. For the months that is football season, that is what is going on. And so this now has really become a battle between the future of Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. The NFL is refusing players to protest in this way. And because he was at the forefront of it, he is now all but excluded. This has become a battle between owners and players. Again, the owners do not want to feel the wrath of the president. So they're changing the rules so they won't anger him. But again, this is just another way of the power elite silencing the people for speaking out against the injustices that are actually happening. This is about money versus injustice. Which one is more powerful? Is it the injustices that are happening every day? These are not isolated incidents. There is a pattern. But the people in control of the money feel that it's their responsibility to dictate what is right and what is wrong. And this silent protest by these men is obviously wrong. So instead of allowing the NFL to do what it chooses, they're taking the battle to court. So why did they file these subpoenas? To take the battle to court and let an unbiased party decide what is really the truth. Thank you for listening. Peace.